Easy, boy, easy.
Do you mind?
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, March 21st, 2013 to order. And our first order of business this morning on the agenda is a bid opening regarding emergency 911 consultant. Tammy? And Ron.
Good morning, gentlemen. We're here this morning regarding RFP, Request for Proposal number 201302-212 for emergency 911 consultant. And Tammy is here to assist. We put this out on February the 20th, so right at 30 days ago plus, and have since putting out the request for proposal, received four packages, which I have here in front of me this morning. I'm prepared to open these packages, mention the particular vendor who had submitted them, and then, of course, the information will all be turned over to 911 Tammy for review with the ambulance board.
The 911 advisory board.
So. If you'll forgive me for not asking to start with, if you two will identify yourself for the record.
Tammy Hagler, 911 administrator.
Ron Erickson, purchasing.
Thank you.
The first one I'll open is from Ecom, Lynchburg, Virginia.
Econ, just like it sounds, E-C-O-N?
A-E-C-O-N.
Aha.
Do you know we won't have to do this for bids anymore, the routine bids?
It'd be nice.
So it looks like they've submitted four very nice bound packages, copies, as required. Hand that over to Tammy. The second one is from Winborn Consulting. That's W-I-N-B-O-U-R-N-E Consulting. Likewise, they have submitted the copies of four different packages. Which I'll hand over to Tammy as well. The next is a little bit larger box. Can't quite make out the name on the outside of the box, so we'll open that up and see what's inside.
I can see it from here. It says UPS.
Yay! Yeah. From Intertech, I-N-T-E-R-T-E-C-H, Associates, in Freehold, New Jersey.
Okay.
Associate.
Very similar response, four nice lounge information packages. Hand it over to Tammy. And the last one is from RCC Consultants Incorporated in Glen Allen, Virginia. These boxes usually have a pull cord on them somewhere. Presentation books, four of them as well. So all of these vendors have responded per the directives of the minimum instructions in the RFP, and I'm handing that over to Tammy as well. And Tammy, what will be the next step for you to take all this information?
The first available meeting date after today was next Thursday with the advisory board. Due to previous commitments, they have earlier meetings in the week. So what I would like to do for them and what they requested for me to do is go through these and develop a spreadsheet to review with them next Thursday at our advisory board meeting. And then we would bring our recommendation back to you, and then go from there.
Would you be able to bring that recommendation the following Monday, you think? Do you think they will have made their...
I hope to.
Okay.
Barring any difficulty that they would have in making the decision that day.
So possibly, if I'm looking at this right, that would be April 1st then?
I don't know.
Which is a Monday.
Mr. Williams won't be here that day, will you? So we'd have to reschedule for a different day.
Could we make it that the following Thursday to give them?
That would work.
I know we have a bid opening on the 4th, April the 4th, that Thursday.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Just work with Shannon there on the time.
Okay. We will make that happen.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So it's interesting that after a national search, three of the bids came back from the state of Virginia, and one came from New Jersey. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Two from Virginia, I think.
Three from Washington.
Oh, is that right?
Virginia, New Jersey, Virginia, and... I haven't heard of this company before.
RCC Consultants?
Yeah.
I think it's Virginia also.
Yes, Virginia.
Three from Virginia.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'm going to leave my bag there for a
while. I have snowed in reading material now.
Yeah. Jan's going to get snowed in later. You might work with her. Mr. Erickson, will you be staying for the next bid opening?
Yes, at 9:30.
Agenda request review. Good morning, Shannon. Mr. Hayes, could you join us up here for just a moment? Is there a reason that we don't send number one to Randy? That's my question. Show Randy number one request.
accept.
I don't think those are our roads right now. So.
But I mean, we have a process and a procedure, and I would think it would go to him. I think, unless you all just want to bring.
Mr. Ashley did come in case there were questions about it.
Has he come to you, Randy?
No. Nobody's come to any of these. These are basically aren't county maintained at the present time. I mean, that's.
Bob, do you have input about this request regarding Emerald Point Roads?
Yes, on Emerald Point.
Yes, sir.
What's happened there?
I just have a request that an individual would like to meet regarding unfinished streets. So my question is, obviously, what we generally do is refer those to the R&B administrator and take care of all particulars before it comes to commission. But go ahead.
He's actually been contacting me for probably about the last year and a half. I've been seeking legal counsel on this. The Planning and Zoning Department is holding a performance guarantee from the developer. And this performance guarantee that our department has been holding since 1994 that is based on shares of stock.
Shares of stock.
Basically, we're seeking legal counsel as to how to proceed on this issue.
Is there a reason we should be meeting with the individual if there's going to be something that will be in litigation potential? So we have an individual that wants to come and talk about the unfinished streets. He wants to talk about a matter of, is it litigation or is it a matter about how to get the streets fixed? Or
exactly. What he is requesting that the county utilize these funds held in a performance guarantee to basically bring the roads up to a certain standard. We're really seeking the opinion of legal counsel to see. First off, we want to determine. I believe that Mr. Cotty has indicated that he's going to likely recommend that the Road and Bridge Department complete an inspection of the roads to determine whether or not they were built per the standard at the time, as kind of a starting point.
Since 94, there was no road standard at 90, in 94, was there, Randy?
We do have a road standard within planning and zoning, the amendments, but it was fairly vague. Would basically have to judge roads basically on the standard we had at that
okay.
time.
Okay.
For you to give an answer, you've been seeking a legal opinion.
Yes.
Does it not make sense for us to have that before we have a meeting in public regarding
any
dispute that may exist between two parties? I would suggest that we let this individual know that there has been a request for a legal opinion from our counsel to help advise us in this very matter, and that we will, in fact, get back with him when we have some direction.
There, I agree with you.
Is that okay? Then it is us that should call the individual that's requested, tell him we're seeking a legal opinion to help guide us in this matter before we chat with him. Otherwise, when he comes and informs of the problem, that's what we're going to tell him. So I'd rather have some information out front. And you've already requested that opinion. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, it is. And Mr. Cotty has actually formed that opinion. And I guess recently he's indicated he's just waiting some additional information from me.
Okay. On number two, can we schedule this for next week for executive session? It's a matter of personnel. Same thing with number three. Is it all right with you, gentlemen? I don't know what that's about, but... Oh, it says the attached email.
Okay.
It's requested under executive session, so we'll go ahead and do it that way.
What about number four?
Number four is something that was brought to the attention through the mail of class action lawsuits. I'm thinking that it needs to be an executive. Also, I think that she checked with Randy, and we have three vehicles that are possibly...
So are you suggesting we schedule this for exec next week as well?
Yes.
Because
yes.
It's... Okay.
Yeah.
How about number five?
I don't have any clue about what that's...
I was looking at Bob. Aren't all legal matters tied to Bob? Oh, yes, well...
This is one in which the Randy Hayes and I have been working with the developer. We have indicated to the developer he's wishing to plat six lots currently. He feels that his subdivision is grandfathered because the use was originally approved in 2005.
Let me ask you a question. Is this not a matter for planning and zoning? Or for BOA following planning and zoning? Yes, no. I'm
we basically indicated to him that he needs to build road in current standard.
He didn't like the finding of planning and zoning.
Exactly.
Right. So has he gone to Board of Adjustment?
No.
That's his next step, if I'm not mistaken, in our process that's set up. Well, I'd be delighted to know that because we can't talk to him if he's threatening legal action, correct?
Exactly.
Referring to our attorney. I believe that we should direct him to BOA. That's the next step. That's part of our process. And once he's exhausted that remedy, then we can look at something else.
Okay.
Is that all right with you, gentlemen? Last is, I have a call from this individual because we have asked some questions about what we may or may not do with the financing bonds on the judicial facility. Our questions being what's in our best interest financially. And I have not talked with him, but he's asking to come before us?
Yes.
How soon? Would you work that out and put it on our agenda and be glad to chat with him? And I know that there was either an email or a call that he had for me to call, and I'll try to get a hold of him as well. Okay. Do we see on here an annual support for the drug program? Do we have a letter?
Yes, it's on the agenda. It should be in there.
I'll get it from here. Oh, okay, that's following the bids. Anything else, Shannon? Guys? Thank you very much. Mr. Erickson and Mr. Hayes, I think our next agendized item is bid opening, used bucket truck. You know, both of these are scheduled. Well,
Hello again, gentlemen. This item is also a request for proposals. It's number 201303-214, a used bucket truck request for proposals. We had, to summarize briefly, we had put out a request for bid for a used bucket truck, and all the responses that we got were beyond the reasonable funding that the amounts were beyond the reasonable amount that Road and Bridge wanted to use for that particular item. So the commission, at our request, agreed to reject all of those responses, and I relet this out in the form of a proposal, recognizing the factor that when we're reaching out for used equipment, proposals are a better format to engage in that we receive responses that allow us to engage an employee review panel or an evaluation panel to look closely at all of the responses and not necessarily be locked in black or white on a set dollar amount, etc. So I'll proceed with that explanation. After that explanation, if there are any questions, we did receive five responses to this request for proposal, and Mr. Hayes is here to assist me. If that's okay, Commission, then I proceed opening these responses.
Yes.
The first two are from the same vendor, I-80.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Before we go any further, if we open, we've got five responses. If we open the bids on these, are they subject to review by Road and Bridge at that point to go inspect these trucks? These are all used vehicles.
Right.
Whatever and the acceptance, your wishes are.
Yes, the acceptance of the bid will pertain to the quality of the vehicle.
What we would like to do after we open these bids is basically put all the responses on a spreadsheet. We will have a panel sat down to review, made up of Mr. Erickson, myself, and Harlan Collins. And then we're based on the specs that we put out there, we would like all the information we can and the opportunity to contact vendors, look at them, review as much as possible, depending on where the vehicle is, to gain as much information as we can about it.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that you went and looked at them before we, before it came to the county commission for approval.
Certainly, that aspect is part of the criteria that we put in that will be part of the evaluation panel's responsibility. I don't know how detailed you want us to be on what's in these packages. That's the first one. Again, the first two are from the same vendor. Obviously, two different vehicles, which we will review accordingly.
Give us the name of the vendor, and then you guys will have to take
The name of this first vendor is I-80 Equipment. They're from Kelowna, Illinois.
And they have issued two responses. The third response is from Altec NUCO, N-U-E-C-O, Birmingham, Alabama. Looks like they've submitted submitted a minimum.
So you're going to be spending a lot of time traveling around the country, it sounds like, if you're going to go look at
That, or we're going to request for videos, pictures,
okay.
Files on this, maintenance records, anything.
We did have a stipulation that any responses from Florida would be the sole responsibility of the director of purchasing to review in person.
Got that.
But we didn't get any from Florida, would you? The fourth response is from Philip Carrot, C-A-R-R-O-T-T, G-T-E Co. in Oklahoma. I know Randy would love to make that trip to Oklahoma. Is from Utility Fleet Sales in Bryan, Texas. And it looks like they've sent four different packages. And I'm assuming they're all the same. They're just packaged. Some vendors package each copy separately. Actually, it looks like they may have submitted four different vehicles because they have copies in each one of these packages, which we'll look very closely at. And that is it.
We will, according with the weather, it will be first of the week. We'll try to get together to look through these, and depending on what we find, we can possibly get on the agenda, and I'm hoping possibly by next Thursday we might be able to come to you with a recommendation.
If that's agreeable to
yep. the commission.
Set that up with Shannon or Nikki one. A week from today.
Yes. Okay.
So we have any questions?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, we have been requested, as we are on an annual basis, to review the county's support of the existing drug court program.
Can you read it into?
Yes, sir.
Dear Honorable Judge Orr, we applaud the efforts of everyone involved in the Taney County Drug Court program. Anytime an individual deals with his or her addictions, stops the illegal use of drugs, and becomes a productive citizen, Taney County benefits. Thank you for all that you do. Sincerely, the Commission.
I would accept a motion in support of the Taney County Drug Court Program.
I move to support the Taney County Drug Court Program.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to support the Taney County Drug Court Program and issue a letter to same. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Hayes. Mrs. Roberts,
yes.
We are scheduled for a meeting regarding road and bridge operations. We will have the ability, if in fact there is a personnel issue or such, to go into executive session towards the end of this meeting or beginning of your call. But
toward the end of it,
okay,
if possible.
The floor is yours. Give me just a second. Can we stand in recess for 5 minutes and then we'll take up
this? Sure, we need to turn this
set up your
on
video
anyway.
And right. We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes.